Mark Lumia is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors Incorporated, an SEC-registered investment advisor. True Wealth Group, Retirement Wealth Advisors, WFLA, and WFLF are not affiliated.
Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested.
Welcome to Retirement Mark with your host, Mark Lumia.
A lot of people, when they're planning for retirement, no one thinks of how long they're really going to live. One of the biggest problems in retirement is actually running out of money. So you have to make your decisions and create some kind of retirement plan that takes that into consideration where you're going to have income for as long as you live.
Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group will help build you a solid retirement plan from the floor up.
It's always good to get a second opinion. Maybe I teach you about sequence risk and you realize, wow, I wish I would have known that 10 years ago.
You've worked hard for your money and you deserve a retirement plan that reaches your goals. Now is the time to hit your retirement mark. Here is your host, Mark Lumia.
Welcome to the Retirement Mark Show with retirement cash flow strategist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group. I'm Grace Atkinson with producer Hawk, and each week Mark wants to help you keep in the know by sharing some of his strategies on how to increase your retirement income, show you some ways to reduce your taxes, and preserve the nest egg that you've already built up. Well, hello, Mark. We're already into this new year. I want to say Happy New Year again.
Yeah, I had a great holiday season. I'm really looking forward to a great 2015. We spent a lot of time with family and friends, and I'm ready to go.
What were the kids, what were their number one favorite takeaways over the holidays, their gifts from Santa?
Well, I noticed the little one, he would open one, that was it. He didn't care about opening it anymore. He was playing with the one gift. Then the middle one, Mia, she just wanted to open everyone's gifts. So she just opened as quick as she can. I don't even know if she knew what she got.
She was all about the excitement of it.
Yeah, and so, you know, that was basically it. She was just about open everything, and he only needed one present. He had a lot more. It was a struggle to get him to open the rest of his gifts.
Aww, that's
but
very
I like
nice.
That, actually. Save you some money if they only want one gift. So next year I have to buy less.
They're like, no, Daddy, no. Well, in addition to specializing in retirement income planning, Mark and his awesome team members at the True Wealth Group, they help clients with Social Security and Medicare, life insurance. You can call and schedule your complimentary retirement strategy stress test. Call now, 800-7-MARK-72. That's 800-762-7472. Well, you know, we're into 2015, and the stock market has already reached a new high. However, economist Harry Dent believes a crash is coming because he says the pattern with the Dow looks very similar to what it looked like back in the 1970s.
We had a key trend that would say, look, if we peaked over 17,000 in the Dow and then broke below 16,500, that's a sign that the momentum's over. Well, we did that, but then the market turned around with the bulls jumping back in, and now it's gone back up, and we had what's called a confirmation rally. This megaphone pattern was the same thing that happened when the last generation peaked between 1965 and 68, and then stimulus to follow. We saw a peak in 65, a crash, a peak in 68, higher, a bigger crash, and then the biggest crash came after the peak in late 72 into late 74 crash.
Mark, what do you think about Harry's prediction, and what advice would you give folks who are wondering how to avoid the next market downturn?
Well, it sounds like what he's saying is no one really knows when the next peak or crash is going to happen. So the key is, where are they? How close are they to retirement? Are they 20 years out? Are they in retirement? What are their unique goals? I mean, if they're close to retirement, they or even way out of retirement, they have some unique goals that they want for their retirement. You need to think about their risk tolerance, the risk versus safe. Mm-hmm. Are they going to be working in retirement, which we call human capital, or are they going to not work in retirement? What kind of social capital they have, pensions, Social Security, annuity payments, and how much financial capital did they save up? So I think that the market eventually is going to go down. The question is when. No one really knows. So you have to plan and be ready for it. So it's wise to sit down with someone and review your financial strategy so you can make sure that whatever you're currently doing is stress tested and that you can make sure that your money lasts as long as you do.
And that's what Mark and his team members at the True Wealth Group do. They will sit down with you and give you the complimentary retirement stress test, and it's a strategy stress test. If you would like to have that with Mark and be in the know for 2015, you can call him 1-800-7-MARK-72. Well, you know, speaking of the stock market, last year was another good year for the market, but there are still some that are watching Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve, saying they're making some of the same mistakes that led to the disastrous decline of 2008 and 2009. Mark, do you think delaying the raising of interest rates is a mistake or not? What's your take?
Well, according to the article, it says after pushing the federal fund rate to a 45-year low of 1% following the collapse of the equity bubble in the early 2000s, the Fed delayed the policy normalization for an ordinary long period of time. And when it finally began to raise the benchmark rate, it did so excruciatingly slowly. So in the 24 months from June 2004, the Fed raised the federal fund rates from 1% to 5.25% in the 17 increments of about 25 basis points each. And then obviously you know what happened. We had the housing bubble and that crash. So they're just doing the same thing they did before. So it kind of scares me. You know, we had that downturn in the early 2000s, then again in 2008, and now we're hitting new highs. So eventually it's going to turn around. So you definitely need a plan. You need to figure out, you know, how much you want to have at risk. Obviously, the closer you are to retirement, the less time you have to recover. The further away, you may be okay, but you have to have a plan that way too. Even if you're 20 years from retirement, you still need to have a plan, and you need to have your goals set down, and you need to have an idea of what you want to do and how do you want to do it.
You know, week after week, Mark is sharing helpful tips and strategies to get you ready for retirement. And when we're talking about, you know, coming out of the holidays, well, you know, the credit card bills are going to be coming into our inbox or via the mail. And it's probably best to avoid the red ink as you're moving towards retirement. We found a list of the 10 habits of debt-free people. Mark, which ones do you like best on this list?
Well, I think I'm going to talk about pretty much all of them.
Oh, good. They're all good.
Number one on the list says they pay attention to detail. Basically, people that are debt-free, they pay attention to detail. They look at payment due dates. They make sure they don't miss them and have to pay those extra $25 to $35.
Yeah.
They know their stuff. They basically do their own research. People that are debt-free, you know, learn about things. They do their own research. They pretend that they make less. This is a big one. They budget like they're making 10, 25, or 50% less. Now, if you can do that, you're going to have a lot more for the future.
Yeah.
They think long-term. They save before they buy. In other words, they just don't buy anything on credit card. They basically save up the money they need to buy, make that purchase. It would be even neat to pay cash, because then if you pay cash, you know, you feel it better. You feel it more. You realize when people use credit cards, they don't realize how much they're really spending it sometimes. They're not afraid to ask to lower interest rates. I've done this. I've called up the credit card company and said, hey, can I have a lower interest rate?
Really?
Yeah, I've done it all the time. I always try to negotiate down. And if I do somehow miss a payment, I'll call them right up and say, oh, I was, you know, I just, you know, you, whatever the excuse is, and you ask them to please forgive it. And you know what? Most time they forgive that little fee or payment. Savings key if you want to be debt free. Even small amounts will give you more financial freedom. You definitely need to set goals. That's why you need to sit down with someone like me and write them down. You want to write down your goals. I do this all the time. They say no. Knowing that saying no to smaller expenses can add up to big savings early, so you have to know when to say no. Number nine is they know the value of cash. Try using cash for a while to see how it changes your perception of purchasing. If you just use cash all the time, even for this $20 expense or $30 expense, you'll start realizing how much you're really spending. And the last one is they value experiences over stuff. So what that means is basically enjoy spending more time with family and friends. You can go to a park. It would cost you a lot less than if you want to go to a fancy restaurant.
True.
And you can walk up and down the neighborhood. That could be a thing. Maybe you get home instead of working late so you can pay for this trip. Why not come home early, spend time with the family, and don't go on the trip? So that's what I think about that.
Talking about making memories with the family, I've got a friend that it seems like playing board games have come full circle, and they're kind of trending again, where people are sitting down and breaking out the Monopoly boards and the Go Fish and all those games that we grew up playing. Life, remember playing Life?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I played Othello this weekend with both of my kids, and it's Othello is just a little board. There's like 64 squares, and one side of the chip is black, the other side is white, and you start in the four center squares, and you have, you know, diagonal you have two whites, and the other diagonal you have two blacks, and then you just put the white outside the white, and all of a sudden you flip over the black. And then you keep on doing that until you get to the end of the board, and who has the most of their color, white or black, wins.
That sounds like one of those addicting head games.
It is. It's very easy to learn, and then you, but there's a lot of strategy involved, because if you ever get a corner spot, you can't ever get turned over in the corner. You can have the whole line. If someone has the corner, they can turn over all the little pieces just by one move. So the strategy to it is really easy to learn, and but then there's strategy to learn how to play.
And, you know, I've always heard, too, that playing games like that and doing crossword puzzles, it's supposed to keep your mind sharp.
Keeps your mind sharp and keeps your kids happy.
Oh, that's there. There's the main reason right there, time with the family.
Also, absolutely. Monopoly, you know, by the way, Monopoly, the rent hasn't changed since it started. It hasn't
no
gone
way.
Up.
Are you serious?
Man, they must be in New York, right?
What piece did you always want to be when you played a
Boardwalk.
I was the car. I wanted to be the car.
Everybody wanted to be the car.
Everybody wants to be the car.
Yeah, I'm the baby of three, so I always got stuck with a top hat.
Wow. See, you asked Hawk that question. I said I wanted Boardwalk. So.
I know. I'm like... He wanted it all. You were the Trump of Monopoly. I see why you're a financial expert.
I want the safe.
Not the thimble, please.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the thimble's even lamer than the hat. Well, yeah. You know, we're joking, but this is an incredible article because it's talking about, they're taking a look at people that are debt-free. What are the little things that they're doing? And you mentioned one of the things about saying no, and it's saying no to the little things. It's tempting to want to go eat out. You know, the gang at work, they're all piling in a car together. They're going to go eat. I mean, $10, $15 a day. I mean, I keep on with my peanut butter sandwich because it's hard. It really is hard. But in the end, especially at the end of the week when you have money to spend, it's kind of a perk. So excellent.
The hardest thing is to say no to your spouse.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Happy wife is a happy life. That's what I've been told.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. We're blessed with a good husband. He's patient in that area.
That's
well,
good.
So you're trying to keep up with how many steps you take every day. It's a new year. Good for you. You're wearing your Fitbit. But is your financial plan in shape? Well, the new year ahead is a great time to get a retirement strategy stress test like we've been talking about with Mark Lumia. You can call to book yours, 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And be sure and go to our website. It's retirementmark.com. We've got some free resources for you on the website. Of course, Mark Lumia's book, Thinking Outside the Money Box. You can go to the homepage and look for that blue banner in the top right corner. Put in your name, email, boom, it downloads to your inbox immediately, and it's filled with lots of quick read chapters that will help you prepare to meet with Mark, ask him the right questions as you get ready to think about retirement and being ready. Well, more retirement news is still to come when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia returns right after this. Stay with us.
Imagine having a retirement shield, something or someone who could help protect your assets by reviewing your retirement income and taxes. This bullish market has everyone nervous. It's high right now, but it will inevitably correct itself. What will happen to your retirement portfolio when it does? Mark Lumia and the True Wealth Group can be your knight in shining armor. From annuity investments to money management strategies, Mark's mission is all about protecting his clients. A shield emblazons his company logo, and he takes your retirement security seriously. Mark and True Wealth Group will give you an accurate picture of where you stand in your retirement planning. You want to protect your future. Find a retirement income specialist who wants the same thing. Call Mark Lumia now for your free portfolio review. 1-800-762-7572. That's 1-800-762-7572. Or visit retirementmark.com.